Prison guard charged in New York breakup.
He knows that he made a mistake.
Bible study a week after Charleston bloodshed.
More than 100 people gathered in that very same room.
The Colorado movie massacre trial.
Trying to establish an insanity defense.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, they can't find the two escapees, but New York authorities are putting more of the story together about what happened before the breakout. CBS's Anna Werner says a second prison worker, a guard, is now facing charges.
Gene Palmer is charged with destroying evidence, promoting dangerous prison contraband, and official misconduct. Andrew Brockway is Palmer's attorney.
Mr. Palmer did not know that Joyce Mitchell had conned him into giving contraband to these two individuals.
District Attorney Andrew Wiley says civilian employee Joyce Mitchell admitted smuggling tools into the prison.
She put the hacksaw blades, put the other screwdriver bits in the hamburger, froze it, and then brought it into the facility. The correction officer, Gene Palmer, came, collected it, and then brought it to Matt.
And you believe he did so unwittingly?
Yes. Without knowing that the tools were inside the meat.
Palmer is also alleged to have escorted the inmates out onto a catwalk behind their adjoining cells to fix electrical breakers so they could use hot plates.
That catwalk led them to a brick wall, which they compromised to make their escape. Now to Charleston, South Carolina, where the first funerals of the 9 church shooting victims will take place today. CBS's Michelle Miller on a community coming together in prayer and song.
Oh, this little light of mine.
One week after being torn apart, the Holy City joined hands to remember and celebrate the 9 lives lost.
Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm going to close with this.
Earlier, the Reverend Norville Goff led a Bible study in a room where nearly all traces of the murder scene have since been removed.
We must send the right message that evil will not overtake our faith.
Goff has been named interim pastor of Mother Emmanuel, where he's focusing on community.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Paula Hinton traveled from nearby Folly Beach.
It felt like a peaceful, loving place. And as the reverend said, that this is a place of God. We have to claim this territory.
Well, just before he was given the death penalty, the Boston Marathon bomber said he was sorry and told victims in the courtroom he prays for their healing. CBS's Heather Bosch says it was accepted by some but rejected as insincere by others.
With Joe Hartzenayev convicted and sentenced, survivors of the marathon bombing are reflecting on what this trial means to them. Scott Weisberg.
It has made us stronger as a survivor community, and more importantly, it has made us more resilient.
Often survivors avoid the terms closure or even healing. Instead, they say it's a step in the process of moving forward. As for Tsarnaev, he will wait for his death sentence to be appealed and perhaps ultimately be imposed. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Boston.
The Colorado movie theater massacre trial shifts from the emotional to the clinical as the defense opens its presentation today after a long prosecution case that featured injured victims.
This will be a defense that focuses almost entirely on mental capacity. Under state law, the prosecution must convince jurors beyond a reasonable doubt that James Holmes was sane when the killings occurred. The defense will not contest the basic facts about what took place inside the theater. Instead, jurors will hear testimony about what was going on inside Holmes' mind before and during the rampage. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the County Courthouse in Centennial, Colorado.
An Air National Guard F-16 crashed last night in southern Arizona near the Mexican border while on a training mission. The fate of the pilot's not clear. KOLD-TV's Craig Reck spoke with someone who lives near the crash site.
He said there was this bright orange glow that just kind of filled the sky, and he kept looking. And then they could feel the explosion.
The blast triggered a fire that spread quickly and forced some evacuations. A wildfire north of Los Angeles had some people on the run yesterday.
I saw a fire in my neighbor's backyard, and that's when I said, okay, it's time to go. And then next thing you know, they're banging on my door, get out, get out.
Residents of 500 homes were told to get out. Now those evacuation orders have been lifted. The blaze charred 350 acres. Congress is set to take final action on key trade measures on the heels of giving President Obama fast-track authority to strike a new Pacific deal. Live to Washington and CBS's Barry Bagnano.
The House is expected to okay a bill that includes a provision to appease Democrats who broke ranks with the president on fast track. The attachment would provide assistance to workers displaced by global trade pacts. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell argues workers benefit when the president has enhanced powers to negotiate agreements.
It just makes sense to remove the unfair barriers that discriminate against them and the products they make.
This authority only allows Congress to accept or reject a Pacific trade deal, not change it. Steve?
Well, Congress will hear today that the recovery from the VA scandal over wait times for health care is still a work in progress. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In the years since the VA scandal shamed the nation, there's word the number of vets waiting more than a month has grown by 50%. The VA's deputy secretary will tell Congress the agency didn't anticipate the new heightened demand. Sloan Gibson will ask a House panel for immediate budget flexibility to cover a $2.7 billion shortfall.
Anheuser-Busch has settled a class action suit that accused the brewer of misleading drinkers of Beck's beer into thinking it was brewed in Germany. It's actually made in St. Louis. Customers can get a refund of up to 50 cents per six-pack and up to $50 per household. Plenty of us have travel plans for the upcoming 4th of July holiday. Heather Hunter of the AAA says lower gas prices will fuel the getaway.
AAA is expecting that nearly 42 million Americans will take a trip this July 4th. And it's marking a 0.7% increase from last year, but the highest level of travelers we've seen since 2007.
Well, they uncovered plenty about Ben Affleck's ancestors on the PBS show Finding Your Roots.
This is a big surprise, and I'm really exciting, and I'm really proud of it.
But Affleck pressured the show earlier this year to leave out references to an ancestor who was a slave owner. Well, now PBS says it's going to tighten editorial guidelines on the show and is postponing the third season and delaying commitment to a fourth. Ethnic and racial diversity mark a fast-growing generation. CBS's Dan Revive has a look at the latest numbers.
At the Census Bureau, Ben Bolander looks at the generation that now outnumbers the baby boomers. That's the millennials, people born between 1982 and 2000.
They are more diverse than the baby boom generation, so right now they are 44.2% minority.
Younger groups, even more likely to be Black, Asian, Hispanic, or some combination, says William Fry of the Brookings Institution.
A lot of people haven't really absorb the fact that we're already a majority-minority country, the under-5 population.
For the first time, 50.2% of those little kids are not simply white. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
It may not rival the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but school kids in Milan, Italy, have built a record-smashing Lego tower. It's just shy of 115 feet tall, topping the old record by about a foot. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.